Its current state on 90.5 WKAR, a select group of horticultural enthusiasts are heading to Ann Arbor this weekend. The Ann Arbor Bonsai Society will be meeting for their 43rd annual bonsai show at the Mathai Botanical Gardens. It includes a big display of these unique miniature trees. I'm joined now by current state's Jamie Paisley, who spoke with several folks involved in the bonsai exhibit. Any surprises, Jamie?
Well, it's actually one of the surprises is something that you even said. It's you said bonsai. And I did the same thing for everybody that I talked to, but all four of the people I spoke to said it's bonsai.
Oh.
And they didn't correct me, to their credit, which I appreciate. Okay. I very much appreciate it. They didn't say a thing about it, but every single one, bonsai.
Bonsai.
And apart from that, I didn't know much about it, other than some vague things about, you know, the Japanese origins. So I spoke with several people, but Bob Gracie, the director of the Mathai Botanical Gardens and the Nichols Arboretum, which will be housing that Ann Arbor Bonsai Society, this weekend. Well, Professor Gracie described bonsai in this way.
So bonsai is an art that originated in China and Japan, and it's really become internationalized in terms of people around the world who've adopted the practice of caring for miniature trees. And there's a lot of cultural traditions associated with various forms of bonsai or penjing. And really, it's become quite popular from very small trees to somewhat larger trees in pots. I would say that much of what gets sold on the general market probably won't survive long-term, and people don't have training to care for it. But at least that sometimes serves as an introduction to people who want to get more seriously involved. And the bonsai show every year here at Mathai Botanic Gardens is a good opportunity to come and learn more and to talk to people who are very much involved in bonsai, particularly as a hobby.
Now, admission to the Ann Arbor Bonsai Society will be $3 per adult, but admission to the Mathai Botanical Gardens is free, after you find, you know, whatever parking that you can there. What other exhibits and displays can you find at the Mathai?
Well, we have another fairly new garden that we just opened is our medicinal garden that showcases plants that have ties to a number of common medicines that people take. And the plants are arranged by system of the body or by certain diseases like cancer and so forth. So that would certainly be a feature. Our Great Lakes garden that showcases plants of the Great Lakes region.
The children's garden is always a really fun place. There's a lot of vegetables ready to taste, and it's always fun to watch the kids run and explore in there.
That's Carmen Laskoviansky, who works on certain special collections, including curating the bonsai exhibit at the Mathai.
The conservatory is looking beautiful right now. We have a tropical house, a temperate house, and an arid house. The perennial garden looks fabulous right now. Our gateway garden, which is our big annual, our garden with a lot of annuals in it, is in full bloom.
So since your time at the Mathai, how would you gauge public interest in the bonsai exhibit you have?
So it seems like the public has a pretty big interest in our bonsai and penjing collection. We used to only have a small indoor display in our conservatory that allowed us to show about 3 trees throughout the year. When this garden opened up in 2013, it allowed us to show about 20 of our trees at a time. And it has an outdoor growing area, too, that people can kind of look into without getting too near, but it shows off the rest of our collection so people can really see the scope of what we do. We change things in and out of the display based on what's looking really good. So people have reacted very positively to it. They're very interested to see our collection, and they're a lot of times surprised because they didn't know we had that many trees since we had only been able to show a few at a time previously.
So then with the amount of people that you interact with, what do you say to somebody that looks at the bonsai that you've curated and says, how do I get into that?
So there's a lot of ways to start a bonsai. Some people start with a cutting or a seedling, and so it takes a few years to grow it up to a size where they can actually do a lot of work on it. Other people will start with nursery stock, something they found for cheap at a nursery, maybe on clearance or whatever, that has a really interesting shaped trunk. And then they'll go through and, you know, remove the branches they don't want, wire the branches they do want, to turn something that they saw as interesting into a piece of art.
To learn more about this wiring technique, I spoke to one of Carmen's Bonsai volunteers at the Mathai, as well as a 21-year member of the Ann Arbor Bonsai Society, Paul Colessa, who was very particular about his wiring technique.
We're using copper wire or aluminum. I'm partial to copper. So you can apply wire to a branch and bend it, and then the branch will stay in that position.
Does that leave marks on the bark?
It can if you allow the wire to stay on a tree for a length of time, and you'll see, we call them scars, but they're wire marks. You know, you can see them. I'm getting better at that now.
After 21 years or so, you're getting better at it finally?
Hey, finally.
So, Paul, how did you become interested in the whole bonsai hobby?
I kind of stepped into the bonsai world. I garden vegetables and flowers. I finally stopped and talked to a man at Eastern Market who was promoting bonsai. He had a few trees for sale. One Saturday morning, he gave me a national magazine on bonsai, the American Bonsai Journal. And I guess that's what really got me started. And I settled on joining the Ann Arbor Club. And from there, it's been a growing addiction. Thank God I have a tolerant wife.
And to learn about what kinds of things occur at these monthly events at the Ann Arbor Bonsai Society, as well as the Bonsai Festival this weekend at the Mathai Botanical Gardens, I spoke with the president of the Bonsai Society, Jason Clare.
Well, we've had various programs. We've had people come in and talk about various aspects of horticulture and keeping the trees healthy. We've had people talk about styles of bonsai or history of bonsai. We've had people come in and actually do demonstrations of various techniques and work on trees and that sort of thing. So there's a variety of things that can be done at these meetings.
And some of those demonstrations are going to be happening this weekend as well, right?
Correct. Yeah, we're going to have people showing, you know, how to style and work on the trees, and we'll have some kind of formal demonstrations a few times during the weekend, and then also out in the Bonsai and Penjing Garden, there'll be people who are just kind of informally working on trees out there and be available to talk about things and so on.
There's unfortunately scarring that happens on trees, but sometimes that doesn't always detract from the beauty of the display, right?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes, you know, we have on some trees deadwood, where you actually intentionally have wood that's exposed and bare of bark. And typically then that's bleached so that it appears, you know, fairly stark white and, you know, light in color. And that can tell a story. You can simulate a tree that may have you know, either been affected by desert and wind and desiccation, or a tree that may have been struck by lightning, for example, that might kill the top and kill a streak down the side of the tree. And you'll see things like that in the show, that sort of thing.
Storytelling.
Yes. The tree should make sense. It should tell a story.
And does that also reflect in the soil and the pot that's used for those kind of dramatic displays?
Usually, yeah, definitely the pot wants to kind of harmonize with whatever story you're telling with the tree. So if you've got this very, you know, rugged tree that looks like it's grown up in a very harsh environment, you wouldn't tend to use an extremely elegant pot. You'd use something more rustic, more rougher.
This weekend, what are the things that you have set up for demonstrations? Or do you have any guests as well?
We have some of our people from the club, and also one of our vendors is going to be doing a demonstration. And we also have a person who's going to be coming in and kind of critiquing the show.
Critiquing the show? How would a bonsai critique go?
Well, the way we do it is we have a membership potluck meal Saturday after the show closes, and then we go around and we look at and talk about some of the trees, or we'll pull, you know, trees out of the display and put them on a stand and look at them and talk about them. So it'd be kind of up to the person running that. That's typically the way it works. Sometimes a visiting expert will do a walkthrough and talk about each of the trees or several of the trees in the show and give their impressions of them.
And that potluck is not part of the public display.
That's correct. It's it's for members only after the show closes.
The Secret Society.
Yeah.
That was Jason Clare, president of the Ann Arbor Bonsai Society. And this weekend at the Mathai Botanical Gardens of the University of Michigan outside Ann Arbor, you can see the bonsai display from 10 o'clock until 4:30, both Saturday and Sunday. Entrance to the Mathai is free, though you may be paying for parking, and admission to the Bonsai Show is $3 per adult. You can find more information at AnnArborBonsaiSociety.org or at mbgna.umich.edu. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.